today's best hits, 99.9 KTQM. It's time for a KTQM News Update. I'm Grant McGee reporting. 45 degrees at 7:01. Ninth Judicial District Attorney Matt Chandler has announced that a Clovis man who helped two inmates escape during the 2008 Curry County jailbreak yesterday was sentenced to 15 years in prison. 34-year-old Abundio Valdez pled guilty to two counts of assisting escape and two counts of harboring or aiding a felon. Valdez's conviction stems from the August 2008 jailbreak of eight inmates from the Curry County Detention Center. Last December, Clovis Police Department and Curry County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a tip that escapee Luis Valdez was at a grocery store in Clovis. Valdez was found hiding in a car and immediately apprehended. An investigation revealed that Abundio Valdez transported both Valdez and convicted child killer Edward Salas immediately following the jail escape to Friona, Texas, by placing them in the trunk of his car and driving several back roads to avoid roadblocks. Valdez was arrested and charged with assisting escape and aiding Valdez and Salas. To date, all of the jail inmate escapees have been apprehended except Salas, and Curry County Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of Salas. The Clovis City Commission is urging citizens to be more careful when buying property at tax sales. It's reported that at last night's Clovis City Commission meeting, members heard three requests for waivers of demolition and weed cutting liens on properties purchased in a March state tax sale. That brings the total to a half dozen such requests in the last 2 months. In each instance, citizens have said they purchased the land at a sale and later discovered weed cutting and demolition liens existed on the properties, always in an amount greater than the property's price tag at the auction. Portales' city manager is negotiating a contract to become the Ruidoso Village Manager. Ruidoso Mayor Ray Nunley said his village council agreed at their meeting Wednesday night to let their attorney work out the contract with Debbie Lee. If Lee accepts the position, Nunley said her start date is up to her. Lee said she hasn't finalized anything but would probably accept if the contract was as had been discussed.